Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden's been in touch with Hawaii's governor and says whatever the state needs, it's going to get.
You always hear this phrase, and I've done so many disasters in my career, it's almost hollow. Our prayers, our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Hawaii, but not just our prayers. Every asset they need will be there for them.
Mr. Biden plans to visit soon, but says he doesn't want to disrupt recovery efforts. Meantime, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says hundreds there are still missing.
We're talking thousands of people, 700 pages long. At this hour, hundreds are still unaccounted for. I've printed out some of that document and includes the elderly and the young with descriptions like last seen using a walker, a child staying at a friend's house.
99 people have died so far. Officials are still working on those IDs. Former President Trump and 18 others are now on a tight timeline to turn themselves in Georgia to face charges over the 2020 election. WSB reporter Jonathan O'Brien is in Atlanta.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis says under the indictment, all of the defendants could face time behind bars.
The RICO charges has time that you have to serve, so it is not a probated sentence.
The defendants have until Friday, August 25th, to voluntarily surrender.
And this is Trump's fourth indictment just this year, but it may not hurt him. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
We've been through this so many times that the default position is Trump politically will be able to survive this, even if the court cases, or at least one or two of them, are held before the election.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants the feds to handle its huge migrant crisis.
It is unfair as this city continues to evolve that a national crisis, a humanitarian crisis of a level that has never been experienced before, is now dropped into the lap of this city with no support that we deserve.
In Virginia, a young mom pleaded guilty in a school shooting case. CBS's Jim Kersula.
25-year-old Deja Taylor has pleaded guilty to a charge of felony child neglect. It comes 7 months after her 6-year-old son used her handgun to shoot and critically wound his first-grade teacher in a classroom full of children. Taylor faces up to 6 months in jail or prison when she's sentenced in the fall.
And just call Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning Professor Manning. He's headed back to his alma mater teaching communications at the University of Tennessee. Dean Joe Mazur.
He's about changing lives for our students and bringing the experience into the classroom. So it's going to be a great term.
The classes will focus on sports reporting, video production, and public speaking. Manning himself graduated in 97. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. President Biden drew attention to his Inflation Reduction Act during his visit to Milwaukee today.
I signed a significant piece of clean energy legislation combating the existential threat of climate change, the single largest investment ever anywhere in the world.
During his visit, the president conducted a tour of a manufacturing facility specializing in electric power conversion. Biden says his administration has attracted $500 billion in domestic manufacturing investment. Biden's ongoing tour is aimed at showcasing the legislation at a time when recent polling data reflects a sense of pessimism among voters regarding his economic management. It's advised to avoid Lake Michigan beaches due to ongoing concerns about rip currents and waves. A beach hazards statement runs through late today for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
folks, I tell you this much. The Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing. You can call them up here.
They're really palmetto bugs.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They got to work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albus Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albus Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, was there a lot of history made yesterday. You know, we're living through a lot of history. How many times have I said history is made every second of every day? Even if you're asleep, you're awake, whether you know about it, whether you read about it, whether you're oblivious. What happened yesterday, actually what's happened this whole year, will be the subject of discussion of history books, of PhD dissertations, of discussion for hundreds of years in the future. Well, let's get right to it. I don't know if you had a chance to watch Fannie Willis's press conference, which was fairly late last night, close to midnight, her time. At about 9 o'clock last night, they finally issued the copies of the indictment. She had the grand jury. The grand jury said they wanted to stay into the evening. By the way, a lot of folks will ask, well, that courthouse closes at 5 p.m. Why was the grand jury still there hours afterwards? And the answer is very simple. I've been on verdict watch in a number of jury trials. When 5 p.m. comes, the judge or his bailiff will ask the jury, are you close to a resolution? Do you want to stay and work into the evening? Or do you want to go home? They say they want to go home, they go home. They say we're just about to get it. We want to work a little more and get it done tonight. They stay, and that's what happened here. Bottom line, there are 19 defendants who've been indicted on felonies. Trump and 18 others. His is the first name. It's a 41-count indictment, felony indictment. Trump is named in 13 of the felonies. The whole indictment is 90-plus pages, a little over 90 pages. And here are some of the other people. I'm not going to read all 19 because some of them are just Georgia officials that nobody ever heard of and nobody will ever hear of again after this. But some of them basically are the unindicted co-conspirators in Jack Smith's case in Washington, D.C. The most surprising, and I think is exactly right, is Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows, Trump's former chief of staff, was indicted by Fannie Willis, and he should have been. He was in on that infamous phone call to Brad Raffensperger, where Trump said, I just need 11,780 votes because I really won. So scare him up however you do it. Mark Meadows was on that call, supported that call. That was one of the overt acts in the conspiracy. We're going to talk a little later about how that affects him with Jack Smith's case, because Jack Smith has been as an unindicted co-conspirator, but he is also not actually indicted by Jack Smith. He obviously flipped. Remember what I've said before, the early rat gets the cheese. The early rat gets the cheese. So Jack Smith so far has not indicted Mark Meadows. Fannie Willis doesn't like rats. So she doesn't care if they're early, late, or never. They're not getting any cheese. Mark Meadows, right after Donald Trump. The next one is Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was indicted by Fannie Willis yesterday. And he should have been. He's as crooked as a dog's hind leg, and he was one of the ones that defamed Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, cost them their business. They had a little business making leather purses. Didn't make a lot of money, but it was some money. There's dignity in work. There's dignity in all work. And they were deprived of their livelihood. There were death threats, and they had to move out and hide. And Rudy Giuliani admitted recently in a court filing that he defamed them, that he lied about them. Eastman, the lawyer, was indicted by Fannie Willis. Cheesebro, the lawyer, indicted by Fannie Willis. Sidney Powell, indicted by Fannie Willis. Jeffrey Clark, indicted by Fannie Willis. And others. Now, let me tell you something. I listened to her press conference on it. I have huge respect for Fannie Willis. I stand with her completely, and I urge everybody listening to this to stand with Fannie Willis completely. She's been subject to death threats, called the N-word, she said, more times than she could account for. Trump has been running TV ads, sort of like, I don't know if you watch any Milwaukee TV, but One Call, That's All. Gruber, One Call, That's All, that kind of thing. Well, that's the kind of ads. Gruber's a good guy, and he has good ads. What I'm saying is the frequency of them, it reminds me of that. Running ads in Atlanta, said, lying about Fannie Willis, about who she dated, about the guy she dated, none of his business. He cuts the middleman out in dating. He just grabs him. They go in a dressing room. He runs in and throws their dress up and puts his hand down their pants, sitting on an airplane, just reaches over and grabs him right over the armrest. So who the hell is he in any event? Here are some of the counts. The most important count is the RICO count. Racketeering influenced corrupt organizations. That was invented to get the mafia. There's a federal RICO statute. There are also state RICO statutes. And this one, Georgia's RICO statute, is a very good RICO statute. It only requires two overt acts to establish the conspiracy. Only two overt acts. She had 161 acts that she described in 71 pages of detail about these 161 acts. This is good for Jack Smith's case. The unindicted co-conspirators in his case have now been fleshed out, sniffed out, and they have been indicted by Fannie Willis. Conspiracy to commit election fraud. That is the basis of it. Trump is mentioned 193 times in this indictment. He has until August 25th to surrender or he'll be arrested. They'll put out a bench warrant for him and they'll drag his carcass right out of a hog barn in Iowa if they still have the state fair going on. Fannie Willis said she wants a trial in 6 months. Good for her. She does not mess around. And let me tell you something else, and then we're going to go right to the lines. We're going to take you in order. The lines are lighting up. She is the first prosecutor that has put it all together. I have not read the whole 90-plus pages, but I've read excerpts, and I've listened to it analyzed, and I am going to read it. It's a book describing in detail the entire fake elector plot, the entire scheme to fraudulently get six or seven state legislatures in swing states to falsely say that Trump electors should be selected. stop the peaceful transfer of power in the United States. It was a tremendous indictment. It was a true bill. And I am really, really impressed by Fannie Willis. We go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're first. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good afternoon, Matt. Great topic. Say, we talked the other day about the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which specifically recommends with insurrection and co-conspirators, they can never, ever hold public office. And again, I know I'm kind of being redundant, but I want to hear your point. And by the way, if you can just keep me on the line, I won't talk. I want to hear your rebuttal because I'm up in central Wisconsin and the signal isn't that strong. So here we go. I just talked about the 14th Amendment, insurrection, co-conspirators. Their oath of office, they took an oath to protect our country, including Ron Johnson, from foreign and domestic terrorism. I think that's an open and shut case. Now, you're an attorney. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And, Calvin, keep Bill on. And then right after Bill, after I give this explanation, I'm going to go to the next caller. So keep Bill on so he can listen. But that's exactly what the 14th Amendment says. This was an insurrection, and he's part of planning it. In fact, he's a leader. Here's the deal. Let me give you the legalese. The legalese is he's going to go ahead and file. There's no court that's going to say on a declaratory judgment you can't run. So he'll go and file in all the states, and there'll have to be lawsuits against all those clerks. It'll end up in the Supreme Court. Let me tell you, what do you think Clarence Thomas will do, Bill? What do you think Alito will do? What do you think Gorsuch will do? What do you think Kavanaugh will do? The six tarantulas will override it. That is my fear. I think it should be pursued. I think it should be raised. But I'm not naive, and I am afraid of that. Kurt of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Kurt?
Hey, two of the things I heard in the news the course of the day that has me really concerned is Georgia had passed a law where it gives the governor the power, which just comes active in 6 weeks, to remove any prosecutor and put in a new one in their place. There's that. And then the second thing that's been coming up is even if Trump is found guilty and charged and cited for prison, you know, the governor is free to pardon him. So I still see these potential things of where he's going to still get off.
Okay, let me respond to that, and I'll get in as much as I can before the break, and then I'll hit it after the break. Number one, you're correct that there was a bill passed by the Republicans to get rid of prosecutors, and they're lying in the weeds, and it is very possible that in 6 weeks, which would be the end of September, beginning of October, they'll get rid of Fannie Willis. That will be litigated. That'll be litigated to the Georgia Supreme Court. And it's very unlikely it would ever go to the U.S. Supreme Court because that would be a state issue. But in any event, what will the Georgia Supreme Court do? I don't know. I assume that it's dominantly Republican. Are they more like Raffensperger Republicans, or are they more like Marjorie Taylor Greene Republicans? Marjorie Taylor Greene, as you know, does represent a district in Georgia. That's where she came from. Number one. Number two, it's not true that the governor can pardon him. If he's convicted, what's going to happen is, under Georgia law, the governor can't pardon you until you have, A, served your prison term, and, B, kept your nose clean for 5 years afterwards. So whatever prison terms he gets, he'd have to serve, and then he'd have to keep his nose clean 5 years afterwards. Number three, and then we're going to a break, he's going to try to move it to federal court, and I will talk about that after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Liar. Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies tonight with a low of 55. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 64. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Upper 70s Thursday and Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before I go to the lines, and the lines are filling up, I will say this to Kurt of Madison, came in with an excellent call. I alluded at the end, there is a statute that says that if a federal official or a former federal official is criminally charged in a state court, and it's for anything he did in the course of his duties, he can remove it to federal court, special statute. Here, I think it's fairly obvious that there's nothing in Trump's official duties that required or even permitted him to try to overturn a fair election. In fact, quite to the contrary, he made an oath, gave an oath to uphold the Constitution. But you never know what a federal judge will do when they get that removal petition. You never know what the Court of Appeals will do, and you never know what the six tarantulas will do. So stay tuned. The final thing I'll say on that is, even if it does get moved to federal court, no Republican governor or legislature can remove a federal judge. And if you got a halfway decent one, that would be a solid court to be in. Going quick to the lines, Gordon of Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Gordon?
Yes, I have a question. When it comes to the presidential election, and we have Republicans and the Democrats have a candidate, if the Republicans were to file, I'm not sure how to get on the ballot. Does the Republican Party have to file in each state? And if they were to file and say Mike Pence, but could, but then you could still get Donald Trump to file, you get on the ballot also, right?
Well, let me answer that. That's a good question, Gordon. And just to clarify this, there are 50 states. They all have different rules on how you get on the ballot. Some of them require X signatures. Some require three or four times X, you know, what it is. In Wisconsin, we have an open primary. We have an open primary. And in the open primary, Democrats and Republicans can vote in any primary they want. But they can only vote once. So in the Republican primary, in the Democratic primary, it's not going to be much of a contest. Joe Biden's going to get it. If a clown like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tries, he's not going to get it. This idiot up in Minnesota, I forget his name, even a congressman isn't going to get it. But in the Republican primary, let's say it's Trump. Let's say Trump files. Let's say Pence files. Let's say DeSantis, you know, a couple of others. Okay. If Trump gets the plurality in that primary, then what he's going to do is he's going to get Wisconsin's delegates and they then they will go to the Republican convention. The person who is on the November ballot will be the nominee of the Republican Party against the nominee of the Democratic Party. And what other, you know, the other odds and ends, nits and lice, whoever, you know, these third parties, whatever. So for Trump, or Pence or anybody to get on our ballot in November, they've got to be the Republican nominee. And if they're the Republican nominee, after the convention, they'll get on the ballot. So it's not a question of, if the Republican Party says that they want Pence and they, you know, jury-rigged their delegate deal and all that, that's their business. But they're the ones that will have to do it. Gordon, thanks a lot for calling. As always, Dick of Madison, my friend, thank you. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, another horrible person slithered out from under a rock last night, Newt Gingrich. What, if anything, question is there to this nonsense that he's floating about defunding Jack Smith and the special counsel? If they could do that, why wouldn't they have done that right from the get-go? I don't even quite understand what he's babbling on about, but he was floating that last night.
Right. Well, first of all, he isn't the first guy to mention it. He is a lizard who slid out from under a rock, but nobody much cared about him anymore. But the truth is that he's not alone. The MAGA people have all said they're going to do it, and there's going to be a resolution in to do it. What they're getting at is normally anything that has to do with funding has to pass by a majority in the House, has to then pass by a majority in the Senate, and then has to be either vetoed or not or signed by Biden. There is a little known rule that they passed, and it may have been reduced to legislation a long time ago, that said they can target individual expenditures. Now, in trying to do it to Jack Smith, they're trying to do it to get Trump off their back. They still would have to have a majority in the House, and the House only has a 5 Republican majority right now. Some of the moderates, if they voted for that, if Stile or Gallagher voted for that, they'd be toast. So I don't think they will vote for it. Number two, it would still have to pass the Senate, and it's not going to pass the Senate. He was shooting his mouth off. He's the guy that is largely responsible for the present corruption of the Republican Party. Dick, thanks a lot. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Mark? We have 2 minutes.
I noticed today there was the article in that over in Michigan that apparently some Republicans are having a soiree, a pool party, and the one guy was talking smart about there'd be violence if the attorney general there actually goes to prosecute the fake electors, and any of that kind of nonsense should just be dealt with severely. I mean, making those kind of threats, and I don't care. Oh, they're just mouthing off. No, that's. They're actually encouraging that kind of violence, and I think that law enforcement should look at that stuff very seriously. Just because these guys are in public office and then they start talking smart about violence, they should be treated the same as anybody else who suggests violence and be prosecuted for it. I mean, that you can just say, well, I was just talking smart at this Republican soiree. BS. I mean, that they're actually encouraging violence, both probably in the state of Michigan and down in Georgia, and probably it will happen here in the state of Wisconsin if Josh Culliver gets off the dime and actually starts prosecuting these guys. And I want him to prosecute everybody here in the state of Wisconsin that was involved in that, including Fitzgerald, including Voss, was probably well aware of what was going on in the basement of the Capitol, the illegal activity going on there, and neglected his duty to protect the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin and of the United States.
Excellent remarks. I agree with you. And I think we have honest law enforcement and we have honest military and National Guards. And if a bunch of guys tried to use violence, I think we'd put them down. Going to a break. I see you in the line. The rest of you, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden pledged long-term support to help Hawaii rebuild from devastating wildfires.
We'll be there in Maui as long as it takes. As long as it takes. And I mean that sincerely.
Mr. Biden plans to visit with the First Lady once crews wrap up recovery efforts. We're getting a better idea now of the scope of the indictment against former President Trump and 18 others in Georgia. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
This indictment, 97 pages, 19 defendants, 41 felony counts. It collected 161 separate acts in total.
All stemming from the 2020 election, they have till next Friday to turn themselves in. And multiple dogs died yesterday in D.C. when storms flooded a pet hotel with over 6 feet of water. Fire Chief John Donnelly.
I'd like to just wait so the district dogs is contacting the families involved in those dogs. But the emotion is, it's hard to watch.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
With news on WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The president's Milwaukee address today mentioned cities and towns across the state and how he thinks his Inflation Reduction Act is helping.
Spending on construction and manufacturing plants that need to be built. Nearly doubled in the last 2 years.
Biden's ongoing tour is aimed at showcasing the legislation at a time when recent polling data reflects a sense of pessimism among voters regarding his economic management. The visit coincides with the forthcoming Republican presidential debate scheduled for August 23rd in Milwaukee. Almost 4 inches in West Allis, 3.5 in Wauwatosa, with Waukesha getting almost 3 inches of rain yesterday. Intersections underwater weren't like that for long, but many are clearing out basements that filled up due to the rapid downpour. The Fox River in the area did rise a little, but levels have subsided. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And let me say this just before I go to the lines. Joe Biden was in Milwaukee today. He did a heck of a job. He was touting Bidenomics. I tout it from the rooftops. Lowest unemployment in what, since 1969? That's 55 years old, 54 years. Inflation under control. Wages going up. Full employment. Manufacturing companies doubled, the CHIPS Act, hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure. Republicans keep attacking them. What do they stand for? They stand for having to re-vote on Social Security either every year, if you are our guy, unfortunately, Ron Johnson, or every 5 years, if you are Rick Scott of Florida. That's what they want. You think they're going to vote on it? When they can't even vote on a budget, and any one of them can shut things down. These are the people who want to get their hands on the money. They are crooked as a dog's hind leg. Joe Biden's done a great job. We're going to the lines. Karina of Milwaukee. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Karina.
Yes, hi. You know, how come Johnson doesn't do that? Well, I mean, look, Fannie puts her criminals charges in. How come the Wisconsin judges are not doing it? We have criminals in the Senate trying to take away Social Security for disabled from disabled children, for crying out loud. Why is criminals capable of going for a vote, winning, and sitting up there where he should be in the jail?
Why are we not doing this? No, I'm with you. And let me say a couple of things. We saw Ron Johnson, how he snuck back into office by, I think, about 1%. I don't think the messaging, but I don't want to get into all that again. This is a guy who said that Social Security should be voted on every year. Let's get real. Do you think it would pass in its present form in this House and in this Senate? Joe Biden would sign it if it did. But in this House, you have something like 70 of them that say they do not. They don't want to even honor the debt deal, and they're going to shut down any spending and shut down the government. You think if they're going to shut down the government, they're going to go, oh, well, except for Social Security? They've said these things. Open your eyes, open your ears, everybody. Number two, and this segues into our next topic here before I go back to the lines. Why are the fake electors and Voss and Fitzgerald and Ron Johnson and Republican leaders in this state not being prosecuted? Let me turn to Fannie Willis's indictment. Fannie Willis's indictment. The 70 some odd pages that have detailed facts on over 160 overt acts. Why does that matter? To have a conspiracy charge or a RICO charge, you have to have two or more overt acts. What's an overt act? It's an act that's defined and that was in furtherance of the conspiracy. Let me read you from Act 64. Act 64. This is Fannie Willis in Georgia yesterday. Quote, on or about December 12, 2020, Kenneth John Cheesebrough met with Brian Schimming. Brian Schimming is now the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, but he was not at that time, but he was a Republican bigwig. Kenneth John Cheesebrough on December 12, 2020, met with Brian Schimming and discussed the upcoming December 14, 2020 meeting, it's 2 days later, of Trump electors in Wisconsin. Rudolph William Lewis Giuliani joined the meeting by telephone and stated that the media should not be notified of the December 14, 2020 meeting of Trump political presidential elector nominees in Wisconsin. These were overt acts in furtherance of the conspiracy, end quote. If a Georgia DA has fingered an overt act, why is there not an investigation going on in Wisconsin by our Justice Department? Now, Cheesebrough had Wisconsin connections, but Cheesebrough communicated with Schimming, Brian Schimming, who right now is the chairman of the Republican Party of the state right now. And it was a bigwig back then. And they communicated by email and they met. Then Cheesebrough drafted a memo. The memo outlined the plan to draft electors, false electors, in states, in about seven of them, those so-called swing states, in key swing states, including Wisconsin. And the indictment goes on to say, in the testimony of the former party chair, and let's hold the phone on that one, was that Andrew Hitt? He was a former party chair, and he did testify to the January 6th commission, and I think he may have testified to Jack Smith in private, in secret. The memo was sent, this is Cheesebrough's memo, setting up the whole deal, the Green Bay sweep, the fake electors. That memo was sent to Trump's Wisconsin attorney, Jim Troupas. It was referred to as the Wisconsin memo. Well, that's great. The Wisconsin memo in recent indictments of Trump. it takes two overt acts in this state. And Fannie Willis just gave us one of them. It's the same one as Act 64 in her indictment. Let me off the top of my head give you a couple of other acts. Ron Johnson has the Michigan state electors in his pocket. And according to paragraph 101 of the indictment by Jack Smith, the Wisconsin ones too, and tries to shove them to Pence. That's an overt act. That's an overt act. Voss and Fitzgerald both set up, they both set up the room for the electors to meet in. That is an overt act. And this is just off the top of my head. I've just given you three overt acts, and you only needed two. It was kept secret because Giuliani said to keep it secret. He's been indicted in Georgia with Trump. Listen, even Inspector Clouseau, if you dump three overt acts on the guy, he would say, very interesting, there are three overt acts. Even if he didn't do any work himself, there's three overt acts. I just gave them to you. You could Xerox that indictment of Fannie Willis. Some of the counts wouldn't apply. The line about Ruby Freeman and Shane Moss would not apply. That wouldn't apply. But everything having to do with the fake electors would apply. Each signature by the fake electors on this fake document are overt acts. The sending of the fake document to the Senate and the National Archives are overt acts. How many overt acts do I have to come up with off the top of my head? Everybody knows these are overt acts. We have a lot of them. We have a lot of them. Why is there not prosecution of the fake electors in Wisconsin when there is prosecution of them by the DA, not even the attorney general, in one county in Georgia and by the attorney general in Michigan? Why? You can't continue to say it's a federal question. It's not a federal question. The DA in Georgia, the attorney general in Michigan, are state. They're not federal. These are violations of state laws. They're state conspiracy laws, state RICO statutes. You can play it too cagey. You can play it too safe. How many football games have you seen where you think you have a little bit of a lead and you decide to sit on the lead and you end up losing the game? Sitting back and doing nothing is not going to help in future elections. It's not going to make you liked by Republicans. It's going to make people in your own base say, what the hell are you doing? I just gave you all the overt acts. You only needed two of them. Fannie Willis gave one of them. And let me tell you something else. Fannie Willis mentioned overt acts in other states, not just Wisconsin. She mentioned them in Washington, D.C., in the Jack Smith case. She mentioned them in Nevada and Pennsylvania. If there's a conspiracy, it does not have to be neatly tied up with a bow. Of course, it can be over state lines. People are calling by telephone. Rudy Giuliani will say, wait a minute, I wasn't an overt act. I was just calling. What do you mean? You were just calling in and you laid down the law. You said, don't tell the press. We're going to keep this hidden. They lied about it. There was no indication of it. Some of these guys, and now I'll go to the line, some of these guys say, oh, well, we were just doing this in good faith, just in case a court had reversed the election. The court, as that was going on, declined to reverse the election 4-3 in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, number one. Number two, if you were in such good faith, why did you hide it? It's a cardinal principle of law that if you concealed your identity or concealed your location, that is also evidence of criminal intent. There are plenty of guys that rob a bank, they run away, they put on a wig, they shave off their mustache, and then they put on a different colored shirt. That's admissible as criminal intent. That's admissible as criminal intent. These clowns in this state, in the Republican Party, this is not the Republican Party of fighting Bob LaFalle. This is not the Republican Party of Dwight Eisenhower or Lee Dreyfus. This is a group of people who have stolen the Republican name, not paid for it, violated the copyright and trademark, and are trying to overturn our democracy. Prosecute them. Do not sit on it thinking that somebody else is going to do it. And then you can skate out of it and go, Republicans will like me because I didn't hurt their feelings. If you're a prosecutor, prosecute. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Miami today, Wisco Paul.
Oh, good afternoon, Matt. Boy, that's quite a lot to take in here for one day, but I don't know what Josh is doing. There has to be some reason he's not prosecuting. But I will say this. If Trump does go down for this, he will take everybody that's involved in this down with him, including Johnson. He'll take them all down because he will not go down by himself. That will not happen. So Republicans, beware. If you're involved in the fake electors, if you're involved in election denying, you're going to go down because this guy, it's too bad Josh doesn't jump on and give him some more ammunition. But when you look at all this stuff, man, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Gerrymandering districts have a lot to do with this because these districts are Republican safe. The way it used to be when we had swing districts, you couldn't have done this. You wouldn't have gotten away with it. When you have safe seats, you can do whatever the heck you want. So that's why Janet's got to do her due diligence. Do not listen to the Republicans. Do not listen to Voss. He's corrupt. They've been corrupt from 2011. So you have to do the right thing. We need fair maps. Thanks, Matt. And it's just a tremendous show, and you're so educational, and it really helps getting the truth out there. Thanks.
Great call, Paul. Thank you, as always, for your insight and your passion. And let me just pick up on one quick thing you said. Trump has stabbed in the back everybody who is loyal to him. Why do you think Michael Cohen went to jail over Stormy Daniels and not Trump? Michael Cohen never even met Stormy Daniels, but he went to jail. Why did Trump's CFO, chief financial officer, go to jail and not Trump? Trump has already said that his defense is advice of counsel. He has said, well, Giuliani and Cheesebro and Eastman are well-known lawyers. They told me I could do this. Advice of counsel, I didn't have criminal intent. That's stabbing them. That's stabbing them in the back. He told them what to do. They cooked it up for him, and the shiv comes out right in their ribs. You know, why are these guys going to jail for this guy? This guy is sneaky. This guy is crooked as a dog's hind leg. And yet all these people, it's like the cult. It's like the Kool-Aid cult. Unbelievable. We go to a break. Do not hang up. I see you in the lines. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I know it, baby. You know it, too.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight. Under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, high of 83. Cloudy tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 64. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. John of Boaz, my friend. Thanks for calling, John. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. I love your show. I would like to say three things, first of all. Number one, Trump is setting a pattern. He's setting a pattern. And two, what does the book say? The Law Dictionary says about his actions and his speech. And the Law Dictionary, I've got it open right now, and it says, the offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. Treason. How come they're not talking about treason?
Right. Yeah, you know, John, I want to respond. That's a very, very good insight. And let me tell you why. Because it is treason. And what they have is so many other criminal statutes involved, they haven't gone there. But the reason why your call is very interesting to me is because Cheesebro wrote another memo. The first one was the so-called Wisconsin memo setting out the fake Trump electors and what to do and how to then have the state legislatures appoint them. And then we'd keep Trump in office beyond January 20. And by the time that it got to people like Alito and Clarence Thomas and Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, they would just install him and they would circumvent the presidential election. That was the Cheesebro memo. Now, Cheesebro said something else, however, in a memo that most people haven't focused on. And here's what he said. He said, there is a great deal of risk to this. Some people may think it's treasonous. Cheesebro, Harvard Law School grad, advising Trump, who's now also indicted in Atlanta, used the word treason. And he put it in a memo. And the prosecutors have a copy of that memo. And Cheesebro is a guy, and he's from Wisconsin. Apparently, he's from some town in central Wisconsin. His father was a music director in the local school. Cheesebro went to Northwestern, did well, and went to Harvard Law School, and was a Democrat until about 15 or so years ago, and he made a lot of money, and then he became a right-wing Republican. But this is a guy who himself, the author, the architect of this fake deal, the fake Trump electors as a way, sneaky way to circumvent a presidential election, seemed to get a little bit of cold feet. He didn't back out. He's been indicted. But he did say in this memo, there's a great deal of risk to this. Some people will look on it as treasonous. Well, you think what they were relying on is crooked Clarence Thomas and the corrupt Supreme Court to go along with them. That's what they were relying on. And I've said many times in the show, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's a grown-up cat. It's here. We've kept it at bay because we have strong institutions, a free press. We have military academies that turn out excellent officers who are loyal to the United States, not to any individual man. And we've held on very, very well. But I'll tell you what, it is treason. It is treason. Going back to the lines, Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
I just wanted to respond real quick. I know you're close to the end of the show, and that is yesterday, caller at the end of the show was talking about Janet Protasiewicz and saying, oh, she should absolutely recuse herself with anything having to do with gerrymandering because she expressed an opinion about that prior to winning the election. I would appoint to you, this is from an article, 30th of March, 2023, Wisconsin Public Radio published this article, and it quoted from Dan Kelly, the Republican candidate in that election. This is from 2012. Dan Kelly said, quote, in regard to the gerrymandered map, quote, it's a good map. It's a solid map. It's constitutional. Again, he said, it's a good map. It's a solid map. It's constitutional. He has already expressed his opinion about gerrymandering and the state of it in Wisconsin. And I just think the notion that Janet should have to recuse herself after it's quite clear that Dan Kelly also had an opinion that he expressed prior to the election. Thanks a lot, Matt. Just wanted to get that in.
That's an excellent call, an excellent call. And abortion was another issue where each of them expressed opinions. And the Republicans are selective. They want one to recuse themselves and not the other. The thing about Janet Protasiewicz, I've known her and her husband for 40 years. He was a law school classmate of mine. She's one of the best judges in the state. And she was very careful. If you take a look at her statements, she said, I'm not going to prejudge how I will rule on any case, but it sure looks to me like these maps are rigged. They are rigged. And Kelly, as you said, came out the other way. So what, Republicans, you think that neither one of them should have sat if they'd won on this thing? The Republicans are trying an end run. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. They're going to try to impeach her. But the impeachment statute says it can only be for crime, misdemeanor, or corruption. And none of that applies to Janet Protasiewicz. Then it would go to the Supreme Court. She will sit on that case. If I were she, I would sit on it. What the hell? Gableman sat on it, even though he got $1 million from the manufacturers and upheld their tax exemption. Don't worry, Janet is tough. She's not going to recuse herself. Mary of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, eh, Mary?
Hi, Matt. Happy indictment day or next day. What I still have concerns about is the 147 Republican Congress members who attempted to illegally overturn the election results. They're calling them a group of 147. And these are the, remember when Trump said to the acting attorney general, just say the election is corrupt and I've got Congress people who will help me overturn the election. When are these folks that are sitting there in Congress who are traitors, who are insurrectionists, when are they going to be held accountable?
Excellent question. And Mary, thank you for reminding us of all that. There were 147, including McCarthy and including congressmen from this state that knifed our election. They tried to knife it. And there were three Supreme Court justices in the state who tried to do it. You're right, but you've got to start somewhere. And my strong plea to Josh Call is, for Pete's sake, you can frankly indict Ron Johnson, Voss, and Fitzgerald and the fake electors. That would be a good start. Give Jack Smith some firepower. Fannie Willis is doing it. I think a lot of Fannie Willis. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Matt Flynn direct. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down.
Great show. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh... It squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.